This is JTD in the morning.
It's Wednesday, right? Okay, so it's Wednesday. So Monday night, I felt something Sunday into Monday, okay?
Okay.
I woke up in the middle of the night because I felt something. Like I felt something up against my skin. I thought, God, there's plastic. So I just reached down, grabbed it, you know, done, put it on my nightstand. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning, okay? And I put it there and kind of forgot about it. Well, yesterday, last night, I was grabbing something off my nightstand and I saw it. And I went, it had kind of gone under my clock. So I, you know,
forgot about it.
I was like, oh, there it is. There's it. So I grab it to go throw it away. Well, when I grab it, I realize what I'm looking at.
Oh, no.
So what is
that? Not plastic, Donnie.
Let me jump in here for just a second.
Oh, please do.
About 3 weeks ago, hit it hard. I nailed my foot on the corner of the wall and really nailed my little toe.
Oh.
So on Friday, last Friday, I noticed as I was trimming my toenails.
Oh, God, file.
I noticed.
You get it, don't you?
I noticed that a new toenail was growing in underneath my old toenail,
and
it was forcing my old toenail off. Like, my old toenail was getting ready to fall off, but it wasn't quite there yet. So I thought to myself, I don't want to pull this because that's going to hurt. So I'll just leave it. So I woke up Saturday morning. I got out of bed with the dogs. Thought, well, Jackie can just, you know, get some rest, sleep in. Maybe for a few minutes, whatever. As I was out in the living room, I noticed that the toenail that was on my toe on Friday night was no longer there.
It's a toenail.
Oh, my God. On Friday night?
I noticed that it was about to fall off on Friday night, and on Saturday morning that it was gone. So after you got up on Saturday morning, I went into the bedroom, and I looked. I looked in the bed.
Yeah.
I tried to find it on my side of the bed. I even reached down to where the sheets are to see maybe if it fell in there. Nothing. So I just thought,
you didn't look hard enough.
I just thought, it must have gone somewhere.
Donnie, it was full on toenail. Like a whole toenail. And Tony has big toes. So it's a big, it's a big old toenail. And I'm looking at it.
I brought it for you.
You did not. I am filing on you.
It's in a plastic bag.
I threw it over here back by Jackie. I'm sorry, girl.
Donnie, pick it up. I'm being insensitive.
Tony, come over here and pick up your toenail.
I can't. I'm running the board.
I'm going to run its damn self.
Listen.
Come over here and get your toenail, nasty individual.
You do it. I slept with it, and I had to hold
you
it.
You chose to sleep with it. Tony,
I did not choose to sleep with
me,
nasty,
I will hit you
nasty
with this rolled up newspaper.
Oh, they're fighting.
I'll hit you.
Nasty.
I'll hit you.
I have a toenail phobia. I have a toenail phobia, period. Of clipped nails.
I'm grossed out.
So last night, I'm sitting on the couch.
I can't even talk
about it. At around 8:30, I hear this.
Tony, come here.
I'm like, oh, that's not a good one. So, I slowly sauntered to the bedroom.
Well, I knew who it belonged to.
She's already gagging.
Right? Oh,
already gagging. She's like, what is this?
And you know how he responds to me?
Mystery solved.
He goes, there it is. Oh, girl.
There it is.
How dare you?
Oh, my God.
I'd worry. Listen, I wasn't sure where it had gone. I knew that it was there Friday night, but then Saturday morning it was gone.
Look for it,
I thought maybe I didn't. I did look for it.
Put forth the effort.
I did look for it.
Put forth the effort.
I did look for it.
It looked hard enough.
Then I started thinking things like, well, maybe.
I can't even drink my tea.
Maybe.
Oh, I know.
Maybe it fell on the rug and we'll just vacuum it up, or maybe one of the dogs got it. I don't know.
Oh.
But look at it, Donnie. It's not that big.
Oh,
here.
Tony, I'm not going to look at that again. Don't you dare.
I can't believe you put it in a baggie. What kind of monster are you?
JTD in the morning. 100.3 The Peak. This is JTD in the morning.
Yeah. You called Krispy Kreme to find out what?
I was going over there, and I was ordering the warm donuts when the sign was on, and they'd give me some cold donuts.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
And so I go through, and I'd say, are the donuts hot?
Did you call the police?
Did you get snippy?
I might have. I didn't intend on getting snippy, but you know how it just happens. I don't even realize.
Very familiar.
And so, okay, yeah. All of you should know.
We've been in those meetings.
Well, so they're like, yeah, they're hot. And they give me a box of cold donuts. I'd had enough. And I called and I was like, I need to speak to a manager. I need to know.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
I need to know.
I felt bad. I had a raging addiction going.
Not bad enough to not call Krispy Kreme and demand a manager because you wanted a hot donut.
And I got the exact times when they fire up the conveyor belt. And then for the next, you know, few weeks, I was right there on time, so my donuts were indeed hot. Because I'd get a dozen.
You have a microwave? You could do that.
No, he doesn't have a microwave.
Right, you don't have a microwave.
It's different.
Do it
even
in an oven.
It's not, though.
Know.
You microwave it for 10 seconds. It's like getting it right out of the thing.
Yeah, it really is.
It's different. And
it's
when I do it in the oven, it's different. But it's actually very good because it kind of crisps up the very bottom of the donut. Mm. It gives it this whole different, but it's completely different.
This is when you lived in Bernalillo.
And I had this addiction going on, and I'd get a dozen donuts. I'd eat six of them on my way home.
You really flail the word addiction around. You'd say six on the way home.
I'd have the other six in the evening. The ex was working nights, and that's all I'd do. I'd load up a dog right after I got the Jeep.
Donnie, you'd eat 12 donuts by yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right after I got the Jeep, I knocked out the alignment because I had gone over to Krispy Kreme.
Because you ate 12 donuts.
And I went and I parked in a parking lot and I ate six of the hot, warm donuts. I had my milk and everything. I was like, I'm going to go on home now. And I was feeling good.
Yes, 911. I'd like to call. There's an odd man in a Jeep wolfing down donuts.
He's making weird, uncomfortable noises.
He's making odd noises. There's a loud moaning noise, but I think he's by himself.
I was in the parking lot there, I can't think of the store. Anyway.
Correction, there's a dog in the car.
There's a dog in the car.
Well, I just started the Jeep.
I fear for the dog.
I drove off, and I drove off about a 3-foot drop in the parking lot. I didn't even realize that it was there because I was so high on sugar. Actually,
you probably are addicted. The way you talk about food is, I got food issues, mm-hmm. but the way you talk about food and the way you relay some of your story, you probably have one going.
Maybe.
So the folks from the Street Food Institute, they dropped off these Korean barbecue tacos, but they separated them. So everything's all separate over there. The pork is separate from the veggies and the tortillas. And Donnie walked through making his taco while explaining to us every step of the
a little taco bar that we have set up here,
but we don't have to talk about it. Just get your food and move.
I just wanted you to know.
Donnie, how bad do you want that, what's left in that pan right there?
That belongs to Tony, because I had two and Ryan had two. You skipped. Tony only had one taco, so Tony,
just give him a pork. I don't care about the rest. Or give me a point of the pork. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
No, I want you to really come at it.
There ain't nothing left in this dish.
The heck there ain't. You could work that together. Pull it all together it on a...
I feel like I just fed the velociraptor.
Yeah, you did.
I lowered the cow in.
You're lucky you walked out of there with your arm, Jeff Goldblum.
I can't believe you called Krispy Kreme and demanded to know when the donuts are hot.
I can't believe you called and got somebody in trouble.
I didn't get anybody in trouble.
To speak to the manager. Yes, you did, because I guarantee you.
Some cilantro?
No, I'm good.
You good?
Thank you.
Well, I tell you what, I know when they fire up that conveyor belt, both morning and evening.
Which one's that?
That's that one.
Oh, that's that guy right there?
Yeah.
Oh, that is Kevin.
I cannot believe you called and got somebody in trouble.
I didn't get anybody in trouble.
Yes, you did. Did you know that
I feel terrible calling.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, I do. I do.
You couldn't have. You had to hunt down that number, which should have been your cooling off period.
How far did you get before you figured out your donuts weren't hot?
Well, it happened several times.
Immediately. Did you miss the
parking lot next door?
Yeah, he's making out with his donuts in the parking lot.
Did you still eat them?
Well, yeah, I still ate them because I had them in my possession. But they weren't hot.
I wouldn't want to waste the sugar.
Well, why don't you just turn around, take them back, and say, hey, I'd like some hot ones?
I don't know. That seemed more aggressive and mean than anything.
Than calling the manager and demanding to know what...
I didn't tell you about this for years because I was ashamed of myself.
I don't blame you.
Thank you for waking up with JTD. This is The Peak. This is JTD in the morning.
Just a quick heads up. Mm. Starting Monday, I may or may not be here to push the buttons on the show. So I don't know if you guys have a backup plan, but Tony Justice starts on Monday.
First of all, I've known this for a few days, and I have asked you, what have I said?
Oh, where's my juror letter?
I have said, I don't know, where is your
I think
jury
I'm number 165.
I don't think you're supposed to tell anybody who you are.
Oh, am I not allowed to say the number?
I don't think so. You 165.
If you're in the courtroom on starting on Monday, look for 165. Come say hi.
Okay, so for...
Maybe I'll bring some Hinkle Pass.
You're going to get in trouble. Listen, I know how much you want to be a juror.
I do.
Everything you do, because you're so excited to be a juror, is the reason why they're going to tell you bye-bye, send you home.
Ever since the days of being a latchkey child, I sit there and watch Judge Wapner.
Oh, yeah.
Laying out his justice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you've got to stop.
I always wanted to be there.
You know, it's too late. It was too late with your Facebook post. You're going to be kicked off.
I had to wait 40-something years until I was asked to perform my civic duty of being a juror, hanging out in the jury pool. By the way, is it a pool or is it just like a...
No,
like,
it's not. You're not at the Four Seasons.
Lounging?
You're downtown. No, there's no pool.
I'm a little worried because I will not be able to take any electronic devices with me. So I will not be able to, you know, check Twitter or look at the internet.
You twitch if your phone is not within 3 to 6 inches away from you at all times. I mean, I don't know how you're going to do that. And it's going to take them a little while to realize that you belong nowhere on a jury.
You
probably violated every rule there is.
Now, you take electronic devices, they just cannot have a camera. But every single electronic device I can think of that I have has a camera, like my phone, my iPad, my computer.
Yeah, you're going to be without. I mean, you know that, right?
I'm going to have to get a Kindle.
You want me to get you a little notebook and a little pen?
Maybe a coloring book and some crayons?
Yes! Would you like the adult coloring book?
No, look at me. I'll be the fool over there with one of those adult coloring books, coloring, and they'll look at me and go, that guy must be crazy.
It's good for relaxation in your mind. Mm.
You never had to go. Like, you never got called or anything for your jury duty.
There was that one day when I was supposed to be there, and I realized, and I called him. I was like, oh, my God, I was supposed to be there 45 minutes ago. And then so I had to email the judge, and but it was all right. So I never really
did. The judge email you back?
Yes.
What did the judge say?
It was very nice about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was very nice about it. Yeah. So, I mean, I got out of serving in any kind of way because mine's over now.
Yeah,
like,
I
think a couple weeks ago was the last time I had to call.
Seriously,
don't
they punish jurors for not showing up? Meanwhile, Donnie Aushucks his way out of it.
I did.
Aushucks.
I know. It was crazy.
I have never seen anybody get away with the things that Donnie gets away with because he does the Aushucks.
But you know, go ahead.
Well, it would have been fun to go. I'm totally with you on this. I mean, I think it's, awesome. Hopefully you get a good case, though.
He's not going to get put on any sort of jury. There is no way. He is going to be dismissed. There's no way, Tony. You're out. You're already out.
You're playing it too loud already. You're supposed to kind of go in nonchalant, like you don't want to be there.
Do you know how many times he has posted on Facebook?
The criminals aren't listening to the show. I think it has been
matter.
Proven. It's scientifically proven.
Not the point.
The six listeners are void of any legal infractions in their life.
Yeah.
When do you have to show up? Monday?
Well, I have to start calling on Sunday. So starting Sunday, I have to call after 4:30 every single day to see whether or not I have to come in the next day.
All right. So here's the thing. You are a you are such a control freak, especially when it comes to this studio. I am going to have to hold the fort down, sir. So you're going to have to vacate that side of the studio, and I'm going to need to practice running, pushing the buttons because it's been a while. It's going to need to be training day. You're going to have to back up because it's going to take you a day or it's going to take, well, hold on. It's going to take them a day or two to realize that they need to get this fool out of here. Donnie and I need to make sure that we know what we're doing here as we're holding it down.
If you tune in on Monday and all you hear is this, then that means that obviously I have jury duty that day.
Oh, you're cute. You're funny. Hilarious.
We've only been in the studio for how many years now? 13 years?
You're a control freak.
You don't let us over there. And this right here, what's happening now, you having to go to jury duty is why you need to let us come over there every once in a while. That is not your bedroom, Goldilocks. Nobody's been sleeping in your bed.
Your other dysfunctional family. JTD in the morning. 100.3 The Peak.